About 2 years ago, Kimber Perfect suffered sudden cardiac arrest while walking in downtown Columbus.
I had numerous bystanders who did jump to my aid. I've listened to my 911 call, and it sounds like there was a small village gathered around me. But key in all of that was what Firefighter Snyder was coaching on. As soon as he heard I was starting to turn blue, he said, somebody needs to start compressions now. Can you do that? Put your phone on speaker. I can coach anybody through this. And he just started coaching. And the gentleman, not the 911 caller, but the gentleman who jumped in and started doing compressions, there was a certain point where he asked this person on this phone, who he could not see, so do I have to give mouth to mouth? And he was told no, and I'm sure he was quite relieved at that.
Those compressions during the first few critical minutes prior to the arrival of EMS played a significant role in Perfect's survival. Medics used an AED 3 times to revive her. But not all instances of sudden cardiac arrest work that smoothly. According to the American Heart Association, more than 350,000 cardiac arrests occur outside of a hospital setting each year in the U.S. Most of those are fatal. In Columbus, officials say there are about 600 annually, with only a 12% survival rate. The city created the 30-member HeartSafe Columbus Task Force to identify strategies to increase the chances of surviving sudden cardiac arrest. Columbus Division of Fire Medical Director Dr. David Kessig served as chair.
We need to identify sudden cardiac arrest as a public health epidemic. And just like we engage the public with Narcan that they could administer to opiate overdoses, so must we engage the public in utilizing the two things that have been proven to save a life in sudden cardiac arrest: early CPR and early defibrillation. And those are skills that can be taught to anyone.
Studies have shown that for every minute without CPR, the chance of surviving a sudden cardiac arrest drops 10%. Columbus Fire Battalion Chief Steve Martin says it's really about instilling awareness, confidence, and knowledge.
We want to make the steps of notifying 911, push hard, push fast, and use an AED to be as memorable as stop, drop, and roll. We want people to know about hands-only CPR, and mouth-to-mouth is not necessary to save a life. We want to encourage everybody with a smartphone to download PulsePoint, a free app that will notify a person that if he or she is within a few hundred yards of somebody that needs help, they can take action, because somebody on the first floor may not know that there's something going on directly above them on the second floor. And we want everyone to know what an AED is and that they can use it as easily as operating a microwave oven.
The task force recommendations include partnering with area businesses, faith groups, and sports teams to train as many residents as possible. The Columbus Division of Police will also train all officers and civilian staff in hands-only CPR and eventually equip all cruisers with AEDs. It's unclear how much it would cost to implement all the ideas. The task force recommended creating a 501c3 charitable organization. Kessig describes what the Columbus Heartmobile Foundation will do.
Expanded training in the general population for hands-only CPR, encouraging legislation that identifies and mandates target locations for AED placement, equipping our first responders and EMS personnel with the latest and most impactful training and innovations for treating victims of cardiac arrest, working with our hospital partners to ensure the best life-saving efforts, and developing key metrics to assess progress towards meeting these stated goals.
The city has allocated $100,000 in funding to get it started. Columbus City Council member and Public Safety Committee Chair Mitch Brown.
When I say I was involved in emergency medicine a long time ago, I was in Seattle, Washington in the 1970s. And I remember when they were doing what they were doing about emergency medicine. And I was impressed. One in every 4 citizens in the city of Seattle know CPR. One in every 8 or 9 citizens in the city of Columbus know CPR. We have to improve on that number.
Columbus firefighters will be teaching hands-only CPR Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Front Street Plaza in front of Nationwide Arena. Residents who take part in the training can also receive kits that contain additional information about the life-saving skills of CPR, AED awareness, and choking relief. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.